Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a good week. Hope your week is going well, and that you, your family, your friends, everyone in your world is staying strong and healthy right now. And I know we've got a lot going on right now. We've got a lot of things going on in sports. I mean, Major League Baseball, we've got the Los Angeles Dodgers battling with the Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series. The NBA season is now underway. In fact, I heard a rumor, I don't know if this is true, that Austin Reeves and LeBron James combined for 51 points the other night. Pretty impressive stuff out of those two. College football is seeing head coaches just get bought out and fired right and left. It is a wild scene in college football. But we've got something else going this week. Because today on The Dose, we have something completely different for you. Because yes, this week is Halloween week. Friday is a day of trick-or-treating and costume parties and visiting haunted houses and carving jack-o'-lanterns and watching scary movies and waiting for the great pumpkin to come to the most sincere pumpkin patch of them all. But what is one of the biggest aspects of Halloween? Obviously, scaring ourselves, right? I know we like to say we aren't afraid of things, but I mean, everybody's afraid of something. And here's what a lot of people don't realize. That goes for our favorite NFL teams too. Today on the Daily Dose, we will be breaking down what every single team in the NFL is afraid of this season. In fact, we have so much to get to today, we need to jump into that right now. Let's start off in the AFC East. And that division is really top-heavy right now, as the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills are battling for the top spot, and the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets are among the worst teams in the NFL. So let's start with the Buffalo Bills, who have been a little disappointing this season. Yes, quarterback Josh Allen is still spectacular. But this season, with that defensive front not being quite as strong, it feels like Josh has to do even more than usual. And he needs a few more weapons to step up. Some of those young guys, they need to get going. So what is it that the Buffalo Bills are actually afraid of this Halloween? What is it that could just crush their spirits when it gets to be playoff time and the stakes are high? We know what the Bills are afraid of. They're afraid of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Miami Dolphins are having a rough season. The defense has been bad. They're allowing nearly 30 points a game. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill is done for the year with a knee injury. Head coach Mike McDaniels seems like he might be a dead man walking in capri pants. But what is it that really gets the hairs on the back of their neck to stand up down in Miami? Well, considering that terrible contract that starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has, where he is set to earn $39 million this year, $56 next year, $53 in 2027, and $65 million in 2028, plus he's got those multiple head injuries, I'd say the biggest fear for the Miami Dolphins is hearing the words, and Tua dies for the first down. The New England Patriots are sitting atop that AFC East with new head coach Mike Vrabel back and quarterback Drake May starting to figure things out. Hey, the Patriots seem like they might be a legitimate contender. They've already beaten the Bills in Buffalo, and they seem to be improving every week. Oh, but I can tell you a phrase that if they hear it on the news, oh, it'll make the Patriots' blood run cold. If they hear this statement, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has fired Bill Belichick, and Patriots owner Robert Kraft has announced that Belichick will be returning as GM. Oh, that would be horrifying. The New York Jets finally got their first win on Sunday in an ugly win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, we knew that head coach Aaron Glenn was taking on a massive job when he took that job. But this is worse than anyone thought. The Jets are scrappy, I'll give them that. Their defense battles, but they're just a mess. And again, I can give you a phrase that will send all of the New York Jets franchise into a panic. Quarterback Justin Fields drops back to pass. We move next to the AFC East that is turning out to be way tighter than we expected. And let's start with the Dallas Cowboys, who are remarkably kind of still in the hunt. Hey, Dak Prescott has the offense scoring points. It's just the defense is terrible. But if they can figure some things out, I mean, I guess the Cowboys could be a contender for maybe a playoff berth. But one thing that will scare anyone involved at all with that franchise is if owner Jerry Jones somehow finds a fountain of youth, oh, then abandon all hope because you're going to be in trouble for years to come. You know, it was widely expected that the New York Giants would be terrible this year. I mean, they got rid of quarterback Daniel Jones. They brought in a bunch of really odd selections to fill that quarterback room. Guys like Jameis Winston. Then they drafted Jackson Dart. They draft running back Cam Scatabo. And those two actually breathed a little life into the Giants. But of course, now Scatabo is done for the year. And as awful as that is, it isn't the end of the world quite yet. Oh, but let this on the PA. Now entering the game for the Giants at quarterback, Russell Wilson. The Philadelphia Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions, and while they have tripped a few times this season, I actually think most of their problems are fixable. And I think most of their problems center around the fact that head coach Nick Sirianni, he's just a weird guy. But I still think the Eagles are contenders to win back-to-back Super Bowls this year. They could do it. Oh, but here's the fear for the Eagles. If the NFL bans that tush push, or even bans the Eagles' offensive line from false starting on every single play, no, the Eagles will be scared then. That would scare them to death. The Washington Commanders were the surprise of the league last season, going from 4-13 to 12-5 a year ago. They went all the way to the NFC Championship game. Well, this year has been more of a struggle. The Commanders are still a playoff threat, but things aren't coming quite as easy as they did a year ago. Those close wins have now turned to close losses a few times. But if you really want to freak out a Commanders fan, just tell them that in order to win the game, quarterback Jaden Daniels just needs to execute a simple handoff. Oh, that has been a scary prospect lately. We go next to the AFC North, where we all expected the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals to battle it out for the division. Yeah, that's not how that's gone. The Baltimore Ravens, honestly, might be the biggest disappointment of the season. They're now sitting at the bottom of the division. Quarterback Lamar Jackson has been injured. Running back Derrick Henry has looked old. Now Lamar is getting ready to come back. And I think we could see this team heat up a bit. But is there any way the Ravens could somehow warm up and sneak into the playoffs? Because I can tell you what would scare a lot of Ravens fans. Another Lamar Jackson playoff loss. They don't want to hear about that. The Cincinnati Bengals season has been bizarre. After they initially tried to get quarterback Joe Burrow killed and then lost him to a toe injury, they bottomed out completely. And then they brought in veteran Joe Flacco to try to stop the bleeding. I mean, Flacco's been better than expected. Oh, but I can scare all those crazy Who Dey fans real fast with one simple phrase. Joe Burrow is returning to try to get this team to the playoffs. Because with that terrible defense and that offensive line, next time it might not be a toe injury. It might be like a spine injury. Just wait till next season, Bengals. Just wait. Don't get that guy killed. The Cleveland Browns have been primarily awful. After going with Joe Flacco to start the season, the Browns pulled the plug on Flacco, traded him to a league rival, and then actually saw him get better, which is insane. But rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel, I mean, he hasn't been any worse than Flacco, so whatever. But I can tell you what would scare Browns fans even more. And no, it's not what you're thinking. They'd actually be excited to hear Shedeur Sanders was going into the game. No, this would be worse. Now entering the game at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson. The Pittsburgh Steelers are currently sitting on top of the AFC North, although to be fair, it has mostly been about how bad the rest of the division has been, more so than how good the Steelers have been. Because the Steelers have been mostly average. They rank 18th in passing yards per game. They rank 24th in rushing yards per game. They rank 28th in yards allowed per game and 19th in points allowed per game. They're just an average or below average team. But here is what should scare the Steelers. Another wild card loss. Because you're just in that eternal average hell every single year and you can't get out of it. That would be terrible. We reached the black and blue division where the Chicago Bears are actually doing a little better than I expected. Bears are now 4-3, And while they haven't really beaten any great teams, like I said, they're better than I expected. The Bears are running the ball effectively, and quarterback Caleb Williams, he's been at least okay. But I'm convinced, if you really want to scare the Chicago Bears this Halloween, it's actually really simple. Did you know that in the entire league, every single franchise has had at least one quarterback throw for at least 4,000 yards? Every team. I mean, the Jets, the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Raiders, the Browns, every team. Oh, except one. The Chicago Bears. You want to scare the Bears? Show them a bona fide franchise quarterback. They'll scream and run. They don't know what it is. They don't know how it works. They wouldn't know what to do with it if they got it. The Detroit Lions, well, they're kind of who we thought they were. There are weeks they look every bit like a contender, and there are weeks that their defense really lets them down. I do think the Lions should be in the hunt as we get into the stretch of the season. But I'll tell you one scenario that will strike fear in the heart of Lions fans everywhere. They're in the NFC Championship game. They're up by 2. 20 seconds left. 4th and 27 from their own 3-yard line. And the Lions offense is still on the field. The Green Bay Packers are up next. And while they started the season strong, they cooled off a little with a really ugly loss. And now they've kind of steadied themselves a bit. I'm still a little concerned about their strength of schedule. But I think all those things will eventually sort themselves out. But I know one thing that would make the Packers really, really nervous. If they actually advance to the NFC Championship game. I know this sounds insane, but did you know the Packers are 5-6 in NFC Championship games, and they've lost 4 NFC title games in a row? Yeah, it sounds crazy. Oh, but it's true. I'm not exactly sure what to make of the Minnesota Vikings. They have now lost 2 games in pretty ugly fashion. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy is injured, but he looked terrible anyways. Backup Carson Wentz is always terrible. Now he's injured too. So the Vikings could be in some trouble. But I know what really strikes fear in the Vikings' hearts. They can wear their horns. They can blow that big horn. They can yell skull all they want. If the Minnesota Vikings line up for a last-second field goal to win a game, I don't care. The biggest, strongest Viking of them all will suddenly have jello for legs. We move next to the AFC South, where the Houston Texans were expected to dominate and win the division for the 3rd year in a row, but they've been struggling a little bit. Because for one, other teams in the division are improving, and the Texans have taken at least a little bit of a step backward. Here's something crazy to think about. Since being drafted by the Texans back in 2023, quarterback CJ Stroud has been sacked 105 times. He is currently on track to be sacked more than 40 times this year already. But here is the real fear for Texans fans. We all remember that franchise drafting big, strong quarterback David Carr back in the day. And then he got sacked 249 times in just 5 seasons. And he got physically and mentally broken. But what if CJ Stroud is slowly turning into David Carr? Hey, I don't care how you cut it. That's scary. The Indianapolis Colts might be the biggest surprise of the NFL season. After being expected by most to be below average, maybe a playoff contender, the Colts have actually established themselves as one of the top teams in the AFC, if not the league. And yes, they've had a little luck involved, but there's no question, the Colts are a threat. Oh, but if you want to scare anyone in the entire Indianapolis Colts franchise right now, just give one of their offensive players, say, I don't know, Jonathan Taylor, or maybe wide receiver Adonai Mitchell, give one of them a breakaway touchdown, all by themselves. They might score. They might drop the ball at the 1. You never know. But it will stop the heart of Colts fans everywhere. The Jacksonville Jaguars might actually finally be showing some signs of improving. The Jags are now 4-3, with wins over the Texans, the 49ers, and the Chiefs. Not bad. At times, quarterback Trevor Lawrence makes some really good plays. Oh, but the scariest prospect for the Jaguars is when Trevor Lawrence throws an accurate ball directly into one of his receivers' chests. They might catch it. It might ricochet off him like a bullet in an Old West movie. The Jags currently lead the league in drops with 25. That's almost 10 more than the next closest team. Hey, you better go get some old school stick'em, Jaguars. The Tennessee Titans were the worst team in the NFL last year, and they got the top pick in the NFL draft, which they use on Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Hey, Ward is undoubtedly very talented, and at times he makes the game look easy. And also at times, he makes plays that leave everyone in the stadium wondering what in the world he was thinking. Granted, he doesn't have a lot of help, but if you want to scare the Tennessee Titans, just get them wondering if Cam Ward, their top pick and franchise savior, might actually be an idiot. It's a frightening thought. We go to the NFC South that was expected to be a pretty soft division, and overall, it probably still is. But there are a few teams that have been better than expected. We will start with maybe the most schizophrenic of the bunch in the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they lost 30-0 to the Panthers. They beat the Buffalo Bills easily. They got blown out on Sunday by Miami. This is such a flaky team. They seem to be able to beat anyone, and also to lose to literally anyone too. But you know, some scares for Halloween, they're just timeless. Jason Voorhees. I don't know, aliens, ghosts, Michael Myers. And in the case of the Atlanta Falcons, just say 28-3. The Carolina Panthers are starting to resemble an actual NFL franchise again. The defense is solid, the offensive line is actually pretty decent, and as a result, quarterback Bryce Young, he's starting to look like he might be able to be a functional NFL quarterback. No, he's not the biggest fear, as little as he is. The biggest fear for the Panthers is that owner David Tepper starts throwing his weight around again. Because, you know, rich guys don't like to be told to shut up, but you have to say it to Tepper. Because he has no idea what he's doing in football, David Tepper is the worst fear for the Panthers. Hey, remember, you should be stopping by DailyDoseSports.com each week to see what new things we have going on over there. We have links to the podcast. We have links to new articles each week. In fact, one went up this week about the Denver Broncos and their blowout win over those Dallas Cowboys. But we also have links to Daily Dose gear. If you need a new t-shirt, hoodie, or sweatshirt, make sure you stop by and check that out. And you can always email the podcast at DailyDoseSports@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you have to think. The New Orleans Saints are a very mixed bag. I actually expected them to be the worst team in the NFL. And I don't know that they've been that bad, but they are close. The Saints are now 1-6, and they should have a very high pick in the coming 2026 NFL draft. And now, I am going to give you the scariest thing that I can possibly give to Saints fans everywhere. With the, we'll say, number 3 pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Texas quarterback Arch Manning. Don't think it can't happen. We finish up in the NFC South with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I predicted to be the division champs, but they can be a bit inconsistent. The Bucs currently sit atop the division with a 5-2 record, and they have been dealing with a ton of injuries. Hassan Reddick, Bucky Irving, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. Oh, but nothing would scare the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like an injury to quarterback Baker Mayfield. That little guy gets my MVP vote right now. If Baker goes down, that team can forget it. Let's jump to the AFC West, which we expected to be a very tight race, and we're actually getting exactly that. We start with the Denver Broncos, who are winning, although it's not always pretty. You know, quarterback Bo Nix has a little of that John Elway gene, where he can look terrible for 3 quarters and then get red hot and beat you. But I can tell you what scares the Broncos more than anything. So far this season, here are the quarterbacks that the Broncos have beaten: Cam Ward, Jake Browning, Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, Jackson Dart, and Dak Prescott. I mean, it's better than last year, but you want to scare the Broncos? Give them a quality opposing quarterback. I know it scares me. The Kansas City Chiefs started off a little bit slow, but it feels like they're warming up and they're becoming very dangerous again. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they are finding some footing. And as they get some receivers back, hey, the Chiefs are going to be a title contender again. I hate to say it, but I think it's true. And yes, I worry about their defense. And I worry about their running game. But you know, that's not even what scares the Chiefs. You want to scare the devil out of the Chiefs right now for Halloween? You just tell them. Next game, you're going to get an honest, fair officiating crew. No free gifts, no do-overs, no phantom calls. Oh, that'll scare them to death. Okay, I missed it. I thought the Las Vegas Raiders would be a little better this year because there's no way that 96-year-old head coach Pete Carroll can possibly be worse. Well, kind of seems like he can, at least right now. The Raiders are currently 2-5, and quarterback Geno Smith has been unbelievably bad. It's almost as if they should have drafted maybe an offensive lineman, maybe a defensive lineman instead of a running back. But hey, that's okay. That's not even what scares the Raiders. No, what really scares the Raiders is that darn Las Vegas Police Department. Charles Snowden, Henry Ruggs, Janarius Robinson. The Raiders are like the NFL Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know who taught them to drive, but they didn't teach them very well. The Los Angeles Chargers are doing what they do best. They win early. They sustain an abundance of injuries. And then they stumble. But hey, the Chargers are no joke. They can play with anyone. And again, they can also kind of lose to anyone. But the Chargers also have a classic fear. No, it's not Jason Voorhees or Pinhead or even Freddy Krueger. No, the Chargers are afraid of a ghost, though. And they should be. Because Marty Schottenheimer's ghost is still haunting this franchise for firing him after going 14-2. And you know what? I don't blame him. He should be mad at him. We finish off our holiday edition of the Daily Dose in the NFC West, where the Arizona Cardinals are once again disappointing everyone. The Cardinals are terrible on offense, and they're actually very average on defense, too. In fact, over the past few games, Cards quarterback Lil Kyler Murray has been banged up, and the Cards have gone with backup Jacoby Brissett. He hasn't been all that bad. But we know, in Arizona, Kyler's the guy, no question. But here's what is scaring Cardinal fans right now. Call of Duty 7 is due to come out this next month. Sorry, Cardinals. You're not winning a game after that comes out. Kyler is going to be way too busy to worry about football. The Los Angeles Rams are still a threat to win it all this year. Hey, with head coach Sean McVay and quarterback Matt Stafford and wide receiver Puka Nacua, the Rams are a pain. They're really good on both sides of the ball, but nothing will scare the LA Rams like this from the broadcast booth. Matt Stafford is heading into the blue medical tent. Hey, love him, hate him. I know Rams fans don't always like Stafford. He is the key to that team, and it is not even close. The San Francisco 49ers are dealing with an insane amount of injuries, and they just keep going. I mean, I give them credit. They're still competing, but quarterback Brock Purdy, wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, they've all been hurt this year. But when you're talking about the Niners, we know how to scare them. I mean, with head coach Kyle Shanahan, the scariest thing the Niners can imagine is actually having a lead in a playoff game, because that has not gone well when that has happened. We finish off our Daily Dose Halloween Spectacular with the Seattle Seahawks. You know, the Seahawks have been impressive. They've won 5 of their past 6 games. They're sitting atop of that division. The offense is scoring. The defense is strong. The Seahawks just might be a sneaky team to watch, aside from one key fear. We all know what big game Sam Darnold looks like. Oh, September and October Sam Darnold, he's lighting up the scoreboard. December and January Sam Darnold, I don't know, they look a lot like December and January Tony Romo. Sorry, Seahawks, this doesn't seem like it's going to end well. Hey, next week in the Dose, we are reaching the midway point of the college football season. We just might have to check in on how that is all going. Plus, you know, we'll keep you up to date on all that is going on in the world of sports. So be sure to check out the Daily Dose and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to the Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, and for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. How to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody, and have a very safe and a very happy Halloween. Spectacular.